This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. So if you're struggling with your health, I'm here to help. If you're doing really, really well and want to do better, I'm here to help. Along with questions about your health, we always want to hear your on-air personal success stories. Remember, when you share your story, you give people hope. And hope is some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. So let me know what's going on with your health by giving me a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Just call 888-283-7272, and we'll make some time to spend with you. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health, 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick this segment off with Stan. Stan, I'm on call with you, my man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I got a question about diabetes.
All right, let's talk about it.
Well, 4 years ago, I had bronchitis for almost 3 months.
Okay.
And couldn't ever get rid of it, and it finally ended up going into pneumonia, and they hospitalized me. And they said, well, they found out that my sugar had jumped up to 360.
All right.
And the doctor said, what happens is, anytime you get an infection like that, it causes your sugar to jump. The antibiotics they give you causes your sugar to jump, and on and on and on. So we finally got it down, back in the normal range, and then back this past October, and I've taken the pneumonia shot a couple years ago. Well, in this past November, October, I get, lo and behold, I get pneumonia again. This time they treat me at home. And I didn't keep as close watch on the sugar that time. I thought, well, it's going to go up while I've got the pneumonia. But I became severely dehydrated.
Okay.
Well, lo and behold, one morning I get up and check my blood sugar, and it was 600. And we've slowly got it back down below 200. And I've done a lot of research, and I see a lot of these nutritional doctors say that you should never take a diabetes medication, that it only makes the problem worse. That it's just a nutritional disease, and that's the way you should handle it.
And your question to me is that true or is that not?
Is that true?
Okay. There's a couple things that I want to ask you before I answer that. Number one is, what is your hemoglobin A1C, Ben? Do you know what that – I'm sure you know what that is, your A1C.
It was – when I had pneumonia back in 4 years ago, it jumped from 6.0 to 9.0.
And what is it now?
Well, I'm having some blood work done. I had some blood work done a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't got the report made, but I'm having a full-scale –
panel.
Sam done at the end of the month. So, okay.
We'll find
sure
out then.
But I'm sure it's probably over 7.0.
Well, now that tells me something right there. Are you sure it's over 7.0? Because here's what I mean by that. If you think it's going to be over 7.0, that's half the battle right there, is what you think.
Well, when you take your daily readings, they're over 150. I would assume that's going to be.
It can, but a lot of times I've seen it when it hangs around 140, 150, 160, that your A1C can hang around the low sixes, and that's still we're coming out of the trenches when you get down in the low sixes. You know that, right?
Yes.
So here's kind of the answer to your question. What have you been on since all of this? What have they put you on?
better for them?
The train of thought is, yes, that diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is a diet and lifestyle-related health challenge. It is something that most of us that have ever dealt with it, you kind of lifestyle your way into it. The way you eat, the way you live, the way you exercise or not exercise, it is that way. However, when your blood sugar gets up to be around 600 or 500 or 400 in the high range like that, it is, I think, critical that you get on something to bring it back down. Now that you get it down around 150 to 200, now the game changes in a major, major way. And so that's what you want to do. And so, yeah, you're at a great place right now to where you could probably begin with your physician's help, of course, because you don't want to do it by yourself, to wean off of where you are after you get this next round of tests and begin to control everything by your lifestyle choices. However, I'm curious to know the things that you're eating every single day, because if you're taking the medication and eating the wrong foods, then you're working against yourself anyway. So what do you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just give me a quick rundown.
Well, breakfast, I have the steel oats.
Okay.
With cinnamon. And I'll have that about 4 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week. And the other days, I will have a couple of eggs.
All right.
At lunch, I'll have a salad and a couple of veggies, green veggies, with an apple for a snack at midday. And at night, I'll have maybe a small piece of steak. Again, with a couple of green vegetables.
Okay, now the dinner on that is very good. But I want to tell you, Stan, that you need to get rid of the oats in the morning. I would stick with the eggs. I would do maybe a piece of fruit or two with a couple, two or three eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter. And then for lunch, you need to make sure that you're getting a good piece of protein, whether it's meat, chicken, fish, whatever it might be. Stick with the vegetables. You're on the right track. You need to include some more fats in your diet. What I would do in between your meals for snacks is I would do a big handful of nuts, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocado, something like that. You want to take 2 tablespoons a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, of cod liver oil. It's a high-quality fish oil that your body will absorb very, very well. And when you get plenty of healthy fats along with plenty of healthy proteins, which you're almost there with where you need to be, and I encourage you to get my book, Empowering Your Health, and look at the anti-inflammatory diet. Look at the listings of all the foods in there and how you put those together. And I think that will help you out quite a bit with getting things stabilized. You're almost there. And I think, my friend, as you walk through this, I would include the chromium picolinate. I would also include the vanadium sulfate, sometimes they call it vanadium, and then also manganese, 50 milligrams 3 times a day, alpha lipoic acid at 100 milligrams 3 times a day, all of those taken with food, and I think you'll see a huge transition in where you're going. So after you get this next round of tests, go ahead and change up the way you're eating, because remember, nothing will change your blood sugar more and stabilize your pancreas more than the things you're putting inside your body, and then add those things in that I've talked to you about once you talk to your physician, and I think you'll be sitting in a different place, 2 or 3 months from now, getting your A1C and your blood sugar down to where it used to be. Because remember, the good news is the body's regenerating every single day. Each day, old cells are dying, new cells are forming. So it doesn't matter you've gone through an infection years ago and got thrown into type 2 diabetes. Today's a brand new day. Radical changes equal radical results with your health, Stan. I know you can do it, man, and we're always here for you. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Regardless if you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital, but regardless of your current diagnosis, you can get a new prognosis. There's hope to get your health back, and that's what we're always here for, diagnosing hope one caller at a time.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter. Let's go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hon. How can I help?
I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has constant high blood pressure. She is on four medications right now. One is clonidine, one is hydrochlorot, one is metrolol. I can't pronounce it. Metroprolol.
It's called metoprolol.
Okay. And the other one is quinapril. And the doctors have tried everything with her. They say they do not know what is causing her blood pressure to be constantly high.
Are her kidneys okay?
Pardon?
Are her kidneys okay?
Yes. Yes.
They are. Okay.
Kidneys are fine, and the low number on the blood pressure is always okay. It's just the top number is, you know, just is constantly high enough that it scares her, you know, that she's just going to die.
Yeah, I understand. So with all the medication, is it keeping it low or is it still high?
It's still high. That's the thing. And the last resort they told her was to take more of the clonidine. But even at that, she still cannot keep it level. I mean, it just is every day. This is an everyday thing.
Is she overweight?
Probably some.
Like, what's her height?
She has like osteoporosis and circulation, you know, issues also.
What is her age?
Her age is 84.
84. What's her height and weight, would you say?
I would say maybe 5'3" or 5'4". Weight of, I'm not very good at that. Probably maybe 170.
Yeah, she's overweight. That's too much for that height.
Well, can she exercise? Not get any exercise, hardly at all.
She can't because of the blood pressure, or she can't.
It's just her. The other things that are like she has had several cracked vertebrae in her back because of the osteoporosis. So she's afraid to do things because she's had so many of those cemented back together.
I got it. Well, let me help you come up with a couple of things for a game plan. One is the first thing. She might want to consider is, I mean, if this was my mother, this is what I would have her doing. Okay, so let's talk like that, because I can empathize with you in so many ways. I've seen that even with some folks in my family at one point. Mini trampoline, it's called rebounding. It's one of the best exercises. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. And so for somebody that's had, you know, back issues or hip issues or, you know, aches and pains and osteoporosis, osteopenia, it's really good because even though you're weight-bearing, you're on that mini trampoline, so you never actually touch the ground. It's kind of soft, but yet it's weight-bearing to the body. And so jumping up and down a mini trampoline, not real high, but just a slight bounce that comes with videos. I would go to urbanrebounder.com. That's urbanrebounder.com. They're about maybe $100, and they last for a long time, and they've got a little stabilization bar. She doesn't have to worry about her falling. She can hold on to it. And it's great because you can put it in the living room right in front of the TV. Studies have shown in Harvard that lowering blood pressure naturally just by jumping 5 minutes a day, working your way up to 20 minutes a day, and it's incredible cardiovascular exercise. It'll cause her obviously to burn calories and to help with her overall metabolism, increase her energy levels. It's all the way around a great tool. So it's something you want to look into. The other thing is, because exercise for her is going to be important. The other thing that she can look into, certain amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, green tea has actually been shown to do some really great things in this area. NADH, a version of niacin, it's an activated version of niacin, can work very well. So there's several cofactors that she can look into. As far as supplementation goes, her diet is extremely important. So, I mean, I would have her look into, I would look into the anti-inflammatory diet. I would. That's why I wrote it and wrote the book, Empowering Your Health, because that is a great tool to kind of reset the body. and give the body what it needs, because when you're 84, you've been eating a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to break those habits. But she's at a place right now where she's taking four different medications for her blood pressure, and it's not kicking in. I mean, that's why the physicians are kind of like scratching their head, thinking, this is kind of a big deal. Like, well, just take some more clonidine. I mean, you know, let's just hope for the best. That's pretty much what they're telling you. So it's time for you to help her become proactive. And again, you know, write all these things down. If you're going to pursue some of these, let them know about it. You know, not just because of legal reasons or anything, but they need to know. See, because they're going to think it's the clonidine working. And they need to know everything that you're about to look into so everybody's on the same page so they can track it. Because what would be amazing is if she started implementing some radical lifestyle changes and increasing exercise, changing her diet and that sort of thing, and then all of a sudden things started regulating more. What if she lost 20 pounds? That'd be a good thing. So it's just about her changing and doing some things differently that normally she wouldn't do. If you do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. It's true. So she starts changing some radical changes in her life right now, she'll have a radically different health in days to come. It's the way life is. If she keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Not that she is, but that's a little quote and a little saying, and it's true if you think about it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again and we want a different result, it's just not going to happen. So those are some things to look into. She doesn't have to. I mean, you know, blood pressure is one of those phenomena that really is frustrating. I think it's one of the health challenges that's out there that keeps physicians baffled. And it's true, because you can have a skinny person and their blood pressure's through the roof and the medication can't manage it and everybody's scratching their head. That's why I was asking about the kidneys, because they can be an issue within blood pressure too, many times. But yeah, that's something to look into. Lifestyle, 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 lifestyle. Our choices matter so much with all of these health challenges, and no different with blood pressure. So the fact that she's overweight and the fact that she hasn't really changed her diet and the fact that she doesn't exercise is very promising, because if you look into adding those in, it could create some massive change. Thanks for the call. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. You know, car pollution can damage the brain, a new study says. It says being exposed to highway pollution can cause brain damage in mice. Also with memory loss and Alzheimer's disease, U.S. researchers said that scientists recreated the airborne pollutants that come from the burning of fossil fuels and weathering of car parts and pavement and exposed mice to the harsh air for 15 hours per week over 10 weeks. The tiny air particles were roughly 1,000th the width of human hair and too small for car filtration systems to trap, but exerted massive damage on the brains of the exposed mice, said the study. You can't see them, but they're inhaled and they have an effect on the brain neurons that raises the possibility of long-term brain health consequences of freeway air, said the senior author Caleb Finch of the University of Southern California. The scientists found the exposure resulted in significant damage to neurons involved in learning and memory, and they detected signs of inflammation associated with premature aging and Alzheimer's disease. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, and more research is necessary to determine if the same effects could be seen in humans. Well, of course, this leads to the question, how do we protect urban dwellers from this type of toxicity? And that's a huge unknown, Finch said. And we do. We live in a toxic environment, especially if you live in a big city like L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta. you live in the big city and you're faced with a lot of these toxic pollutants. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You can't, unfortunately, we want to be healthy and we want to avoid toxins and we want to make our bodies as healthy as possible. But we are limited by our environment just a little bit. And you know, depending on where you live, it really makes a big difference because our environment plays such a big role and you can't avoid some of these toxins. I mean, the environment is what it is. The air quality is what it is. And so we have to do everything we can every single day to protect ourselves, to take antioxidants, to do oral chelating agents and drinking things that can be helpful for us, for like chlorella or chlorophyll and aloe vera juice, all of these kind of things that you can do every single day to naturally detoxify your body. Eating healthy, plenty of good healthy fats. You know, the fats, the good healthy fats will help naturally chelate the toxins out of the body. I mean, there's so many different things that we can do from a natural perspective to combat the environment. And our environment's a challenge, no doubt about it. It really is. However, there are a lot of things we do can do to kind of put our armor on every single day, and that's something we want to focus on. Remember, we get sick three different ways. Number one, nutritional deficiencies, and that happens over a period of time. We don't eat the right types of foods. We don't get the right kind of exercise. We don't make the right kind of lifestyle choices, and we just don't get the right stuff in our body, and it begins to break down over a period of time. So that's number one. Toxicity is number two. Now, that can be environmental toxins like we're talking about right now, or it can be emotional toxins. It can be stressors in life that we allow to come in and rob us of our health, our vitality, and our energy levels. And then there's the old adage of genetics, number three, which grandma and grandpa, they gave it to us. We can't do anything about it. It's the cards that you were dealt, as they say. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot you can do. If genetics are only a third of it, there's two-thirds that we can control for the most part. And so we need to jump in the game and do as much as we can to make a difference. 888-283-7072, you're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. If you haven't signed up with Facebook and Twitter and become a part of the social media world, jump in and become a fan or whatever you want to become. We'd love to have you a part of our world so we can keep you updated. And also the new email newsletter, if you want to join in that, it's free, costs you nothing, but will empower you with all kinds of great information. Well, let's go to Annette, or Nanette now. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there, darling. What's going on?
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've got some digestion issues.
Okay.
It started about 15 years ago, and I've been to every doctor that I can think of, and I've even had my gallbladder removed because they said it was sluggish. But what happens while I'm eating, I get a feeling that it's my food is stuck. It won't go down and it won't come up. It just kind of sits there. And then I get the hiccups. And then I end up having to go to the bathroom because I'm more than likely going to be vomiting.
Hmm. Okay.
I've had the GI studies and...
There's no narrowing of your esophagus or anything like that? Everything's fine?
Yeah, they said everything checked out fine and looked fine. And the barium swallows and everything I've done... They can't find anything. And, of course, I don't go to the doctor when I'm having a problem. If I could be there for them to see it, they may can find something. But I just wondered if you had any idea what I could do.
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And it's been going on for how long?
Well, the first time it happened was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I know this because I had started a new job, and I related it to stress. But
mm-hmm. That's true.
And then I tried to narrow it down to certain foods I was eating, and it doesn't matter. It can be fried, it can be baked, it can be soup, it can be water, it can be tea, it can be green. It's just one bite or 15 bites. It doesn't matter. It's just different times. It's not something that you can pinpoint.
Do you get a lot of acid reflux?
Well, that's what they said I had, too. And then after I listen to you, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I have acid reflux or not. So.
Well, and you might not be. You just might be where you don't produce enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract to be able to break down your food. And so when you eat, like a protein, which would be like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, something like that, then the body doesn't have really what it needs to break it down. So it does feel like it's just kind of sitting there. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. And so, I mean, there's several things you can do. I mean, there's natural things you can do when you're eating meals. There's what's called food combining. So you want to be real careful on what you eat. Like, don't eat typically a starch with a meat, for example. It's, you can, but it's real, you got to be real particular. For example, if somebody eat a hamburger, it's really hard for the body to process white flour at all anyway. I mean, I would throw that out no matter what, but to eat white flour with a burger is going to slow the digestive process down. It's going to be hard for the body to break it down, or harder, rather than if you ate just a beef patty, for example, and had some vegetables with it. The body would break that down a lot easier because it would have enzymes and whatnot from the vegetables to be able to help break that down, and it's just a lot easier. So food combining can be a real blessing in this kind of situation. In the anti-inflammatory diet that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, that really will lay things out for you in a great way and show you all the different food groups, how to combine them properly together, getting the right amounts of proteins, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that kind of stuff. So those are all important to look at. Apple cider vinegar is really good too, and it's a little test that you can do, and you always want to do this before you start taking anything like that too, as you're kind of in this journey. 15 years is a long time, and stress levels are a big one too. Also, don't drink much with your meals at all. Don't drink water, don't drink Coke, don't drink sodas, don't drink fruit juice, don't drink much with your meal, because it does disrupt your natural body's ability of hydrochloric acid to break foods down. Food can putrefy, proteins won't break down as well, and instead of digesting 80 or 90% of your food, you only digest maybe 20, 25%, something like that. So just be cautious in that. But those are a couple of things that can be helpful. Your diet is a key. If it's, you know, like you said, fried food, baked food, doesn't matter, you still have an issue with it. When you've got digestive issues of any kind, it's time for you to get completely radical. I mean, you have to get to where you're going to eat perfect for a period of time. And when I say perfect in my book, I thought you kind of get a good sense of what that really means. And it doesn't mean it have to be that way forever, but it means that when you've got digestive issues and your physicians that you've been to, no one can really help, the medications aren't helping, and all the tests are coming back clear, you've got to step back and go, well, I don't feel clear. And so you got to start looking at your lifestyle habits, because the foods that you eat, water you drink, air you breathe, rest that you get, I mean, all these different choices that you can make every day. See, the doctors can't make those choices for you. You have to start making those choices for you and making the right decisions. And by doing that, you're going to be in a better place. So I would look into some of that and get with your docs on that and kind of come up with a good game plan. And I think you'll notice some difference. But it really does come down to what you eat. You've got to figure out if you've got enough hydrochloric acid or not, and then go from there. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
Well, what a great program you have.
Thank you, sir.
I wish you had a local station in my area that covered it. I'm all the way up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, we're working on Cleveland, Ohio right now. So keep posted. And I'll tell you, a great thing you can do is the talk station that you like up there, write the program director a letter or an email and suggest that they carry the show. That goes a long way.
Okay.
What is your question, Dale?
I suffered a fairly severe electrocution about 6 or 8 weeks ago. And it went through my arm. And my arm between my shoulder and elbow has a continuing pain in there, and I'm wondering if there's something I could or might do or should do about it.
So it happened about 8 weeks ago, and it just shocked you through that arm, and you're still getting little sensations down through the arm?
Very electrocution. I think if it had gone through my body, I'd be dead.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's come out of this break, and we'll talk a little bit about having electric shock and what to do after that happens.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Experience the new manna difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Dale. Dale got electrocuted, and then all of a sudden, that was about 8 weeks ago, and now he's having a little bit of aftermath. Go into your story a little bit again, Dale.
Yes, it was a fairly severe electrical. I call it electrocution. It's more than a shock, because I fooled around with the electronics since I was a kid, and I had plenty of shocks in my time. But this was a fairly long duration. It seemed like minutes, but realistically, it was probably 10 or 20 seconds, which for a long, it was a pretty long time. And then it came back a second time. I thought I was going to die. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was went through my arm. But I have continuing pain between my elbow and my shoulder, mainly closer to the shoulder. And I was wondering if there was something that I might or could or should do.
Well, is it just hurting in your shoulder, or is it shooting down your arm?
Well, it doesn't shoot. It's more of a dull pain. It's mostly in my arm up to my shoulder, possibly could be in up to the joint. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Did you talk with your doctors and kind of get their thoughts on it?
No, I didn't. I'm not one much. I'm in pretty good health, and I rarely go to the doctor.
You just got electrocuted, though.
Yes.
All right. This is one of those times. Let me just speak some wisdom to you. This is one of those times where you don't just want to shake it off. Okay.
Not like this, my arm was doing.
Yeah.
What it was doing.
No, I'm just telling you. I mean, you got to go to your family doctor and potentially to a neurologist and let them look you over.
Oh, there. I might try to seek out a neurologist then.
I would start with a family doc first. You can't just walk over to a neurologist office. You got to go into your family doc first and kind of go with the chain of command a little bit.
Well, I don't have one, so how do I go about going through that process?
Do you have I would find, this way I would do it. I'd find a good buddy of yours in town. Ask around, say, who do they go to for primary care? And, you know, ask if they like them. Obviously, they're going to like them if they've been with them for like 10 years or something. And go in and see them and get established to have a primary care doctor. A primary care physician is kind of like a head coach. And everybody needs a head coach in their life for whatever game they're playing. And when it comes to our health, you just need one. You need one that you can go and bounce questions off of, and someone that you know knows you and knows your health inside and out. It's just, I mean, it's very important to have a good primary care doc and one that you trust. So that's what I would do, is I would find a primary care physician that you really like and go see them. But I would do this quickly. I wouldn't wait for another month. I would do this in the next week or so. And go in there and tell them what's going on. They're probably going to refer you at that point to a neurologist to just get it a once-over. And they can do all their testing and whatnot on you and make sure that everything's clear and everything is okay. And that's the protocol that needs to happen. I mean, this is not a conversation where I need to tell you that, you know, certain vitamins and minerals are going to be helpful for that. This is where you need to get checked out, see what they say, get the report from the neurologist. Then call me back if you want to call on the show or send me an email or whatever. And we can have a good conversation, because that's what needs to happen first. You need to be checked out. You just do. And it's okay that you haven't gone. It's because guys are like, we're all like that. I mean, my gosh, I'm a typical guy's guy. I'm like that too. I can be stubborn and think I'm fine and everything else. Only the problem is that now I know better. And if you studied and researched and been in practice and all that kind of stuff like I have, you know what, when you got to go in. And this is one of those times where you need to go and get it checked out. So do that. Keep me posted, but don't wait. I wouldn't wait longer than 1 week to get that whole process in motion. All right. Thanks for the call, and thanks for being a great listener. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for your show. I really enjoy it.
Sure, what's up?
I just flunked my over 50 physical. I'm almost 52, and I'm just now getting around to it. PSA count came a little bit elevated.
What was it?
I've got 5.45.
Okay.
And I've got a white blood cell count in the urinalysis. It's it was six. I don't know how to read it. It's 16/HPS.
That's okay.
I guess my question is, what are the chances of this being cancer? The doctor put me on Cipro so to rule out any type of prostate infection, and then he's going to, just so he can rule that out.
Yeah.
I guess so. My three main questions are. What do you think about those numbers, number one? Number two, what's your experience with Cipro? Any feedback from people you know? And number three is I've got 12 amalgam fillings in my mouth, and I was wondering if you think that is, bad for my health.
Okay. First thing is, could it be an infection? Yes. First, I need to know this, though. When's the last time? This is your over 50 physical, but did you have one every year?
No, this is my first time. I haven't had a complete physical
in like
ever, I don't think.
Okay, so you're just now having a wake-up call. Hey, it's time to really take care of my health. I need to monitor this stuff and all that. All right, so, well, here's the thing. The PSA test is really important test, obviously, and when it's over 4, there is an indication potential for cancer. But there's also, you don't have to, I wouldn't jump there yet. The white blood cell count being up a little bit, it's something to consider. Cipro, don't worry about it. You'll recover. Do the Cipro for as many days as they have you on. Take probiotics for the same amount of days when you're done, and that should counteract and keep you okay from your digestive tract. Don't worry about the Cipro. I wouldn't even freak out over that at all. But, as far as the PSA and just the overall process with it, I would just really keep tabs on it and stay close with your doctor. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the PSA blood test, but really get down to this infection. Once they figure that out, that's going to be the key. Eating avocados, salt, palmetto, zinc, there are a lot of natural things you can do to support your prostate function, but stay in touch with your doc on that. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.